This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Now, I've got to admit how much joy it is being a grandfather. Tremendous experience to see your grown-up children have children of their own. Now, it's difficult to put that into words, but if you're a grandparent like me, you'll know what I mean. Now, this morning, I don't want to specifically talk about the joys of being a grandfather, as good as that is, but I do want to share something of how children were actually a blessing and took a priority with Jesus, and I want to talk about that again tomorrow. Now, obviously, we were all children at some stage. That's stating the obvious. But do you know that in the day of Jesus, they were not looked upon favourably? In fact, kids or children were considered a nuisance. But the amazing thing with Jesus is that he took time to minister to children, to be friends to them. In fact, on two occasions, when he fed large groups of people, in fact, there was 5,000 men one time and 4,000 another, he also fed the children. He looked after them. And there was a young boy, we read, who gave him the fish and the bread that launched one of the miracles. And then in Matthew 18, in the Gospel of the New Testament, Jesus called a little child to him. He took the time and had this child stand among the disciples. So it strikes me here that Jesus didn't have to go looking for a child. There was obviously children standing around, and that seemed to happen all the time. When Jesus made his last entry into Jerusalem, it was the children who actually shouted out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." You read that in Matthew 21. And then in Mark 10, we read this wonderful passage. Some people brought their children to Jesus. Why? So that he could bless them by placing his hands on them. But his disciples told the people to stop bothering him. And when Jesus saw this, he became angry and he said, "Let the children come to me. Don't try to stop them. People who are like these little children belong to the kingdom of God. I promise you that you can't get into God's kingdom unless you accept it the way a child does. And then Jesus took the children in his arms and blessed them by placing his hands on them. And that's Mark 10 from verse 14 to 16. Now, that's a special passage in many ways because it tells us what Jesus thought of kids. He loved them. They mattered to him. And because that's true, they should matter to us. The people on this day were bringing little children to Jesus. As I said, it was a customary thing. It seemed as if that happened quite a lot. These parents, of course, knew what they were doing. They knew that the children mattered to Jesus. They knew that their kids would be welcome, that they would be prayed for, that he would bless them as he did. They didn't even think about it, and they weren't worried about Jesus turning his back on them, on their children. I'm sure they'd noticed how Jesus had treated children on other occasions. But of course, it was the grown-ups, as so often happens, you know, we don't get it right. The disciples didn't like this interruption. They were there acting like bodyguards and protectors, and they scolded the parents. "Why couldn't you take these kids and let them play? How dare they bother Jesus?" It was almost like, well, what kind of parents are you? Can't you see that this is Jesus? He doesn't have time for brats like this. He's busy. They're not welcome. It's almost like the kind of thing that they would say. What they didn't realize, of course, was that Jesus was there and he cared. He cared much more than they did, actually, for this group of children. So you'd have to say, well, maybe they didn't value the children. They weren't important. So how true it is, and I'm talking to adults here, that we've got to be careful with our own attitudes. We can be more often like the disciples than we realize. And we read in the account there in Mark 10 that Jesus got a little bit cranky. He was indignant. Now, this word indignant comes from the meaning to grieve much. This is the only time in the entire New Testament that it's used like this. It made Jesus angry and extremely sad. He seemed to grieve over the attitude that these adults had. No one should ever think of children as unimportant, he seems to be saying. So, Jesus, as often he did, would not tolerate this kind of attitude. And I think today he would not tolerate it amongst us adults as well. The children matter to Jesus, and therefore they should matter to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for children, for young people. We thank you for what they teach us. Help us to see them as important and not to disregard them. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.